There's good modeling studies that probably 500,000 excess deaths have happened in the United States through the intentional blockade of early treatment by the U.S. government.
Half a million.
Half a million. That is a well-documented number. Okay? And it's a combination of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. There is clearly a concerted effort on the part of multiple players in the pharmaceutical industry in concordance with the federal government to kill ivermectin as a potential alternative early treatment strategy. I'm the one that originally discovered famotidine as an agent because I was self-treating myself after I got infected with agents that we'd identified through the computer modeling.
So February of 2020, you get infected. And how bad is your case?
Bad. I thought I was going to die. You got to remember, I was up on all the latest information from China and everywhere else. I knew all about this virus. I knew, you know, I've been watching the videos of people dropping in the street. My lungs were burning until I took famotidine, and that relieved that.
And what is famotidine?
It's otherwise known as Pepcid. So just to, on this tangent, since I've said it, I've got some good news to announce. First time here. Today, we believe we should have the first patient enrolled in our clinical trials of the combination of famotidine and celecoxib for treating SARS-CoV-2. This is trials being run by the company Leidos, which is one of my clients, that I've helped design. It's based on my discoveries. They're funded by Defense Threat Reduction Agency. There's good modeling studies that probably 500,000 excess deaths have happened in the United States through the intentional blockade of early treatment by the U.S. government.
Half a million.
That is a well-documented number. Okay? And it's a combination of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Now, when you ask me why, you're asking me to get into somebody's head. What I can say as a scientist is what I observe. The behaviors, the actions, the correspondence, these bizarre things like, don't you know it's a horse drug, y'all, right? Which is amazingly pejorative. I live in Virginia, okay? I can tell you the people around me, I live in a rural county and I raise horses. That was deeply offensive to use that language in that way. But there's clearly been an intentional push. And Zev Zelenko, who's a buddy, the guy that came out with the original protocol, the Zelenko protocol, and was the one, by the way, that wrote the letter to Trump advocating for hydroxychloroquine. Okay, kind of important to put that together. He's put together a great little video clip in which he clearly documents the conspiracy between Janet Woodcock and Rick Bright to make it so that physicians could not administer hydroxychloroquine outside of the hospital.
And who is Janet Woodcock and who's Rick Bright?
Rick Bright was the head of BARDA, the Biomedical Advanced Research Directorate, which is the group that, for instance, funded the J&J vaccine and Operation Warp Speed, etc. So they're the big ticket funder in health and human service of biodefense products.
And who is she?
Janet Woodcock was head of Operation Warp Speed for drugs and until very recently head of the FDA. She is known as the person who kind of gets the credit, let's say, for the opioid crisis for her role at the FDA.
So between the two of them, there was some sort of a concerted effort to suppress the use of hydroxychloroquine?
Rick Bright, in videotaped testimony, has explicitly spoken about how they conspired to cook a strategy using emergency use authorization to make it so that hydroxychloroquine could only be administered in the hospital, which, by the way, is too late for when hydroxy should be used.
And why did they do that?
That is what is the unknown. And there's so many whys and hows behind this. I like to say there's a stack of stuff that doesn't make sense. It's about this high. I can't prove. I can't get into Rick's head. I know Rick quite well. I don't know what he's currently working for the Rockefeller. He did a whistleblower case and then he left the government. But all I know is they did this, and Rick admits on videotape that he did it. And And he states that the reason was is that he believed there was no evidence of hydroxychloroquine being useful. I sit on the active committee for drugs as an observer. What is the active committee? This is the NIH committee that's guiding the clinical trials for these various repurposed and novel drugs. I saw, listened to, heard, witnessed the representative of Merck that's on the committee, because the committee is full of pharmaceutical representatives, even though it's an NIH public committee, explicitly attack the decision for the federal government to test ivermectin. She said there's no reason to do this. Now, what's happened since then is Active Sticks is still testing ivermectin, and they've had to go to a higher dose because, as we pointed out, essentially their initial trial design was designed to fail. It was a short course with inadequate levels of drug. And so now they've upped it to, I think it's 5 days and 600 micrograms per kg. That's the current dosing in Active Six. But there is clearly a concerted effort on the part of multiple players in the pharmaceutical industry in concordance with the federal government to kill ivermectin as a potential alternative early treatment strategy.
And if you're going to follow the money, the problem is there's not a lot in ivermectin because it is a generic drug and any compound pharmacy can make it and it's fairly cheap.
It's fairly cheap because it's easy to make. Yeah. And, you know, you can get ivermectin in bulk at less than a penny a dose. Uttar Pradesh, as you know, has crushed COVID.
Yeah, could you explain what they did to do that? Because it's kind of fascinating.
It's not clear what are the drugs. So what they did do, what we do know, and there's some backstory to this that we could go into if you want to, but the observation is there was a decision made. The virus was just ripping through Uttar Pradesh. It has almost the same population as the United States. It's huge, okay? Dense, urban, poor, all the characteristics of the stereotypes of the Indian countryside. The virus is just ripping through there and causing all kinds of death and disease. And the decision was made out of desperation in that province to deploy early treatments as packages widely throughout the province. And it included a number of agents. The composition has not been formally disclosed. It was done in coordination with WHO, and whatever was in those packages was rumored to include ivermectin, but there was a specific visit of Biden to Modi, and a decision was made in the Indian government not to disclose the contents of those packages that were being deployed in Uttar Pradesh, which they're still there. And Uttar Pradesh is flatlined right now. The rest of the world is yelling about Omicron and hospitalizations. Well, South Africa isn't. But Uttar Pradesh is still flatlined in terms of deaths.
So they were visited by someone in the Biden administration?
No, there's a meeting between Joe Biden and Modi.
And you believe that out of that meeting, they decided?
I don't know what they said. I wasn't invited. All right. I know is that immediately afterwards, there was a decision not to disclose the contents of what was being deployed in Uttar Pradesh.
It's so crazy to imagine that in the middle of a pandemic, there's one place, one area of India that's extremely successful in combating the virus, and they're not going to say how they did it.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed, but they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.